New Mexico News and Views now continues on KKIM and KARS. Please send us your comments and story ideas by going to mykkim.com.
All right, Jimmy, thank you very much. It's 4:45 here on this Friday afternoon. Well, Heath, one of the stories that keeps perking up here in the last week or so is front page news in the Albuquerque Journal today. Laguna Development Corporation says officials from the Downs at Albuquerque likely had access to Laguna's confidential bid for a 25-year lease to operate a racetrack and casino at Expo New Mexico Fairgrounds. The Downs was awarded the lease, and Laguna has filed a protest that includes the allegation that the Downs had improper access to its supposedly confidential information. What are your thoughts on this story, and does this have any wheels? Will it go anywhere?
Well, if it's true, it would be illegal that they had that. And the allegation has flown sort of in the other direction as well, that one of the state fair commissioners had Laguna's bid, I believe is what it is. So, you know, the allegations in this situation with the Expo New Mexico contract have gone back and forth. It's been nasty. A lot of people have been disappointed in the governor, said you were supposed to be different than Bill Richardson. And if there is a difference in this case, which her administration certainly says there is, people are having a hard time discerning the difference. So I think this story is not, it's not over. I'm not sure if this protest will go anywhere. It's not clear to me that Laguna had the ability to manage the property to begin with. So I'm not sure their bid would have qualified, but we'll see what happens.
On your website, you've got a story posted today at nmpolitics.net that the governor okays consideration of campaign reform. Tell us about it.
Well, we've got two problems with our Campaign Reporting Act in New Mexico. One is that its definition of a political committee is unconstitutional. The Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a couple of years ago, and we had the fight in the legislature about the left-leaning nonprofits that were sending out mailers that the Attorney General argued were political. And then the Citizens United ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court essentially means that states can no longer limit the size of donations that are being spent on independent expenditures, which are expenditures not in coordination with campaigns. So these super PACs in the presidential race that are spending money for Mitt Romney or for Newt Gingrich that allegedly don't coordinate with the candidate at all, the Supreme Court has said you can't limit donations to them. So our state law limits donations to them, and last week a federal judge issued a preliminary injunction against enforcement of that provision in our state law. So in other words, our campaign law is a mess. It's sort of a problem nationally, but it's doubly bad in New Mexico right now because of the other issue with the nonprofits and our definition of political committee. We need to fix it. We've got an election going on right now, and the concern is we don't even require disclosure. So there's the possibility that unlimited amounts of money could be spent in New Mexico this year on the presidential race, the Senate race, the congressional races, and the public doesn't even know how much money or who's spending it, which would be a nightmare. So during a 30-day session, bills can only be considered if the governor okays them, and today she told me, her office told me, that she will allow unlimited consideration of campaign and ethics reform bills during the session.
And the session starts next week.
Yeah.
And
she's not endorsing any specific proposal, but Senator Peter Wirth has a bill. There'll probably be others, too, to try to make sense of this issue.
A lot of talk on education, a lot of talk on driver's license for illegals. Yeah. You know, how do you look at the governor's agenda thus far?
I don't think it's totally clear what all the agenda will be. And actually, I don't think she's going to have a huge agenda. I don't think she's like Bill Richardson and going to load up a 30-day session with 20 items. The big issue is the budget, and the sticky point seems to be between the LFC, which wants to use a budget surplus to increase state employees' salaries, I think it's 0.5%, and the governor who wants to cut some taxes for businesses with that money instead. So I expect that to be the big issue in the session. We will see education again, social promotion. We'll see an attempt to repeal the law that allows undocumented immigrants to get driver's licenses. Now we'll see campaign reform, and I think those will be the biggest issues probably.
So, you know, when the governor was elected in November and went right into a legislative session, my goodness sakes, that was a tough going there.
Yeah.
Do you think anything has changed over the year, or is this going to be another? Pardon?
I do.
Okay.
In fact, the way I've characterized it on my site is that she picked up in her relationship with the state Senate where Bill Richardson left off, which is to say there is no relationship. She has, you know, sort of this my way or the highway type personality, and they were really sensitive about that because Bill Richardson spent years beating them up with a similar personality and a really overbearing presence. And she didn't do the legwork before that first session to build relationships. And but I read an interview with her this weekend where she admitted that. And she said, I didn't do enough legwork. I'm going to do better this time. It seems like, I mean, she's a smart person, and she learns from her mistakes, and it sounds like she's making more of an effort to build bipartisan support for her proposals, and I think there's a good chance she will get more done this session than she did in her first session. Mm-hmm. I'm not predicting that it will happen, but I think there's a good chance mm-hmm. that it'll happen.
Anything else you want to share on this upcoming session before we go on to something else?
Well, I think it has a lot of... It'll have a lot of consequences for the election. Here's the other issue with Martinez. She's raised $500,000 for her political action committee, which now, because of the problems in the campaign law, it's one of these groups that can raise an unlimited amount of money and spend it through independent expenditures in support of or opposition to a candidate. So the Senate has been her big obstacle, and there's three lawmakers in particular. They're all leaders, Republican leader Stuart Ingle, Democratic Majority Leader Michael Sanchez, and then the Senate President Pro Tem Tim Jennings. And they have all three really been in opposition to her on a lot of issues. And so I expect this session to decide whether she goes after any of them with her political action committee in an election. And I think any of the three is possible. And Sanchez and Jennings in particular are in pretty significantly swinging districts that... They voted for her in the governor's race. They voted for Bush in 2004. So even though they're Democratic leaning, when it's a credible Republican candidate, they'll swing that way pretty dramatically. So I think the legislative session is going to determine a lot about how the election season looks.
Well, the court in the murder trial of Michael Astorga recessed today without the prosecution finishing its case. Are you following that trial, and is it big news in Las Cruces?
It's not been covered heavily in Las Cruces.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they moved it down here because it was the only place in the state that hadn't had the level of publicity that it's the same reason that half the jurors in the Robert B. Hill state treasurer case several years ago were from Doñana County. We don't get Albuquerque TV, so when there's really huge cases in the Albuquerque television media market, which is every county in the state except Doñana County, mm-hmm. this is where they need to come to find jurors.
Yeah. A federal judge has ruled that Rick Perry and three other Republican presidential candidates will not be added to Virginia's primary ballot. District Court Judge John Gibney Jr. rejected their request, arguing that they filed their challenges to Virginia's ballot requirements too late. They played the game, they lost, and they complained about the rules. He said the decision means, for now anyway, that Perry, Santorum, Huntsman, and Gingrich will be left off the March 6th ballot. Your thoughts on this?
You know, there's been a lot of coverage of it, and a lot of the media has presented it as a loss for these candidates. I saw one political analyst, national analyst, argue that what it means is that the state is proving its irrelevance in the process. It's made its process such that it's harder to get on the ballot than in other states. I'm not sure which is true, but there's a column on my site today, and I think it's pretty likely at this point that Mitt Romney is going to be the nominee. And so as we move along, I see it's becoming easier to see that this Mitt Romney movement is getting stronger. And
yeah.
Virginia's just one more example of, I mean, he did what it took to get on the ballot there.
Going to swing back into New Mexico and ask you to comment on this, Heath. New Mexico regulators have put on hold a week-long public hearing aimed at revamping rules that govern how oil and gas developers handle drilling waste. The hearing before the Oil Conservation Commission was set to begin on January 23rd. Two industry groups and a watchdog group filed a joint motion late yesterday asking that the hearing be continued. The commission has approved the motion, but a new hearing date has not been set. How do you look at this?
Well, it's an extremely contentious issue. We're talking about the pit rule. The governor supports getting rid of it. Oil and gas producers say it's very costly for them, and on the other side, a lot of left-leaning or environmental and conservation groups say it's necessary to protect the groundwater. We had this group run TV ads urging the governor, people to call the governor and tell her they support the pit rule. So there was a lot of money spent on TV ads in this state on that issue. So this is an issue that people on both sides view as critically important, and they're opposed to each other on it, and I expect a big fight is coming.
All right, one more story, my friend. Ex-presidential candidate John Edwards has a life-threatening heart condition that will require surgery next month. His doctor told a judge presiding over Edwards' upcoming court case over possible campaign violations. The doctor for the 58-year-old ex-North Carolina senator wrote two letters about his condition to the judge, who talked about them Friday during a hearing to consider whether the trial would go on later this month. Your thoughts on this?
It's just one more sad chapter in what has been a devastating fall for a man who was once a vice presidential nominee, and he's a very charismatic speaker. He was a guy who a lot of people put their trust in as a politician, and it's just a very sad situation. It's sad to see anybody fall from grace like that, I think.
Yeah, very, very, very sad. Heath, thank you for being with us, and we invite our listeners to visit your website, nmpolitics.net, the best site in New Mexico. And I know
thank
that you need support, Heath. You're asking people to help you support, because this is what you do. You've dedicated your whole life to this and your family, and this is your bread and butter.
Yeah, this is what I do for a living. There's a link on my site in the top left corner to make a donation, and I sell ads on the site, too, but donations are a big part of the support for what I do.
All right, my friend, we're praying for you, and thank you for being with us. We really appreciate your input.
I'm happy to do it. Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, Heath, God bless you. All right, Heath Hosmussen of nmpolitics.net, Heath Hosmussen on New Mexico Politics, right here on New Mexico News and Views.